Aberdeen Football Club has reached another milestone in its 114-year history. Goal number 8,000, scored by this man.
Tansy gets the ball, then Kerr comes in! Yes! Yes! Anthony O'Connor!
I knew he was just going to whip it into an area, so I just tried to get across my man, and you know, the ball came in my direction, and I just held it on, and luckily for me, it went in the corner.
With such a colourful history, we've witnessed some incredible Dons goals over the years, from crucial finishes to sensational screamers.
Drops to Jamie Smith, tries to volley!
Dragon plays it in, the header finds the net, and Aberdeen are back in the match once more. Alec McLeish.
Chance to cross it in, Mackie! What a goal that is!
I've been extremely fortunate over the years as a fan to have witnessed some incredible goals.
Superfan Ali Begg has written a book about following AFC. He shared with us some of his favourite memories.
James Maddison's free kick last season against Rangers. That was an unbelievable moment. I went nuts when that ball hit the back of the net.
Maddison comes forward, tries a shot! Tries it!
I've not been like that for a long, long time. You know, properly out my seat, punching through the air, screaming my head off. Yeah, that was pretty special. Adam Rooney's winner against Inverness in the League Cup final was a bit special.
Rooney starts his run up. Adam Rooney.
Yeah!
Shared it with my brother and my father-in-law at Celtic Park. You know, the three of us hugging, dancing for joy when the ball hit the back of the net.
So that's the view from the stands, but what about on the park? Who better to speak about famous Aberdeen goals than someone who is involved in some of them? Gothenburg great Neil Simpson.
It's off the line now, it's played in by Simpson, and Aberdeen are level.
The one that I always quite like watching on occasion is the Watershy. The 5-1 game where obviously went 1-0 up after 2 minutes, and then my goal in 4 minutes.
Ball and running far. Here's Simpson going all the way himself. Neil Simpson with 4 minutes on the clock, and Podelko is beaten again.
If you don't take a shot, you're not going to score. So it was great. I really enjoy the way I managed to beat three or four players. That wasn't really my game. But it was just the reaction to the crowd and everything after when you watch it back.
Speaking of Gothenburg, there's one goal in particular that springs to mind. One of the most iconic moments in British football. The moment where Aberdeen became champions of Europe.
For obvious reasons, John Hewitt's winner against Real Madrid. It's an incredible moment. It's something that I will never, ever forget.
Mark McGee, Hewitt's winning in the middle.
It's a goal that everyone remembers for Aberdeen winning the European Cup Winners' Cup. Magnificent. And John Hewitt, you know, he's a legend for that goal.
I still get emotional when I see that goal, and it's the only goal that still to this day gives me goosebumps. And I can't really explain it. I just get a tingle up my spine whenever I see it.
Created by McGee on the left, finished by John Hewitt, and the sub.
8,000 goals, 8,000 memories, all hidden somewhere inside the hearts of every Aberdeen fan far and wide. Here's to the next 8,000, wherever they may be.